This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, did a not quite 180 today on the coronavirus. Bars have been shut back down. Max indoor restaurant occupancy in the Lone Star State has been cut from 75% to 50%. Shops and malls, though, and much of the rest of that state's economy are still up and running. Pandemic aside, though, Texas is still a real popular place. Cheap homes and low taxes, those are the draws. And a lot of the new arrivals are coming from California. 85,000 of them, 85,000 of us, I guess, decamped to Texas in 2018. That's according to the property management firm Yardi Systems. Marketplace's Andy Euler is in Austin. He checked in with some California transplants.
Marie Bailey grew up in Orange County, California. She moved to Dallas a little more than 3 years ago.
We moved because of cost of living.
She says the home they owned in Orange County was fine, but
I wanted like a dream house, you know, it didn't have to be a mansion, but you know, we worked so hard. I worked, he worked, and I was like, what are we working so hard for?
After she moved to Texas, she got her real estate license. She found her niche relocating people from the Golden State. She says lots of folks are reconsidering where they'd like to live, particularly as they continue to work remotely in the COVID-19 pandemic.
That right there is really pushing people to move.
She moderates an 18,000 member Facebook group called Moving to Texas from California. And as cases of coronavirus spike in both states, she says no one in the group is expressing regret over having left California for Texas or their plans to do so soon. Her business of helping people make the move is thriving. Kevin Snow is in Bailey's Facebook group. He and his wife Debbie moved from Cypress near Los Angeles to just outside of Waco 3 years ago. I asked him why they chose Waco of all places in Texas. He told me they were romanced by that HGTV show Fixer Upper, where the hosts Chip and Joanna Gaines rehab homes in their hometown.
She got hooked on that, and we started watching it. And the next thing she's like, well, what do you think about driving out to Waco to do an exploratory trip? And we did and fell in love with this area.
Kevin and Debbie are retired and ultimately figured they could get more for their money if they left California. According to MIT, last year housing costs were almost 60% higher there than in Texas. And residents in Texas spend about 5% less per year on everything else than their counterparts on the West Coast.
We sold our house in Orange County and we bought three in Texas.
One to live in, two to flip. But the move has had its challenges. Debbie has a 32-year-old son, Cameron, with cerebral palsy, who moved with him. He's blind and can't speak or walk.
One of the first things we did on our first visit was we went to the social services department and started asking a bunch of questions. And they're like, oh, yeah, we have everything he's used to that he got in California. You can get here, so just come on down. That was a big fat lie.
Texas is a low-tax state, but it's also a low-spending state, which means the social safety net is limited. Snow says it took more than a year to get everything in place for Cameron.
I think if we would have known what we were going to run into, we would have thought twice, for sure.
Texas' social safety net is likely to get even smaller as the pandemic hammers the state budget. Right now, Andy Stevens of Riverside, California, doesn't have any doubts about moving with his wife and two sons. They're headed to the much cheaper Weatherford, Texas, just outside of Dallas-Fort Worth in a few weeks. He says there's nothing he can do about the virus, so he's full steam ahead with the move. Stevens says politics played a big role in his family's decision to leave California. He and his wife, Michelle, consider themselves conservatives.
We were definitely feel like the odd men out here in California. And my wife's a teacher, so she was staying at work as well as, you know, in our home life. We didn't feel at home here any longer.
His only concession to the dramatically worsening pandemic is to consider alternate driving routes for the family's move to avoid virus hotspots along the way. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.